This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Law enforcement officers have added extra patrols and responded to election tension across the state. CPR's Allison Sherry reports it's one more duty to add to the list this season.
In Gilpin County, a sheriff's deputy had to escort a poll monitor for disrupting the county clerk staffers. In Wheat Ridge, the police chief has fielded calls from people all tense about their neighbors' foul-mouthed political sides. And in Grand Junction, more than a dozen ballots were stolen, and a police investigation is ongoing about how that happened. In other words, elections used to be civil, stable affairs, but now law enforcement is often brought into the middle of them. FBI officials say there are no broad threats known in Colorado specifically, and they'll be prepared for more calls next week. So far, there haven't been any high-profile election-related arrests. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado's biggest oil and gas company has thrown its weight behind a plan to overhaul elections. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Proposition 131 would completely reshape how Colorado voters choose almost all of their political leaders. Every qualified candidate would compete in an open primary, and the top four would proceed to a final ranked vote. Late last month, Chevron made a $500,000 donation to the campaign. Opponents say it shows big corporations think the new system will expand their political influence. Supporters say the complaint distracts from a plan to empower voters and help limit extreme candidates. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Colorado Mountains getting hit with snow for much of the next few days. Vail, high of 36 degrees today. The Western Slope, a lot gentler. Grand Junction, mostly sunny skies and a high of 50 today. It looks like that will change moving into tomorrow night and a high chance of snow on Wednesday. And keep it tuned. Live election coverage all through the evening tomorrow and a live blog through the day on our websites, cpr.org and krcc.org.